Welcome to McGuire on the Wire, where you'll discover top stories and strategies in specialty tax broken down by our experts. You'll also meet leaders from across the firm who will discuss McGuire Sponsel's approach to common challenges faced by our clients.
I'm Dave McGuire. On today's episode, I sit down with David Seibel, a senior manager in our R&D tax credit practice. We will discuss the latest guidance from the IRS related to the R&D tax credit. He will share his thoughts about how this latest guidance will impact R&D studies in the coming years. Thank you for joining us. I'm David McGuire, shareholder at McGuire Sponsel, and I'm sitting here today with David Seibel, one of the senior managers in our R&D tax credit practice. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So, David, recently the IRS came out with a memorandum, 2021-4101F. So, in layman's term, what was this memo and what was it about?
So, yeah, this memo was released by the IRS's Office of Chief Counsel in mid-October, and what it did was it laid out the information that taxpayers will need to submit for research claim for refund going forward. So this is in order to comply with the specificity requirement of the Treasury regulations, and that states that the IRS must have sufficient detail to assess whether a claim refund claim is valid or invalid. Specifically, as it relates to this memo, taxpayers going forward will be required to submit a list of all the business components to which the research credit claim relates for that particular year. And then also with each business component, they'll have to identify all the research activities performed, name the individuals who performed each research activity, as well as the information each person sought to discover. And then finally, they'll also have to provide the total qualified employee wage expenses, supplies, and contract research expenses for the claim year. But that's done using Form 6765 anyway, so anybody claiming it will automatically have that when they file the 6765. So this came about just because of a few cases that are making their way through the courts now, particularly three big ones, Harper, Intermountain, and Premier Tech. Part of that was the IRS argued that those cases should be dismissed since the specificity requirement was not made when the taxpayers submitted the claims for refund, because it didn't contain what they said was the information necessary. So rather than declaring the claims invalid, however, at the very beginning when they were submitted, the IRS actually launched an exam and requested further information. And because they began that process and gathered more information, the courts ruled that the IRS had actually waived the specificity requirement because they had started examining the claims in more detail rather than just declaring them invalid outright. So this memo is really to the IRS employees that are processing these amended returns to say, if they don't contain this information that we previously mentioned, then consider the claim invalid. Don't move forward. Don't launch an exam or anything like that. And so they're planning to begin this enforcement on January 10th, 2022. Taxpayers can still submit this information before this deadline if they so choose, but it's not required until that January 10th date.
So it sounds like there's a lot of information in this memo. You did say a couple things, though, that I wanted to question a little bit. You said it was only on claims for refunds. So I'm assuming that means if you are filing an R&D tax credit claim on an originally filed return, it's the first year, so it's not a refund claim, do you still have to go through the same amount of information?
So currently, from what we're able to see, no. So if you're filing on an originally filed, timely filed return, you wouldn't have to submit this information. However, if you are filing a late return that is still an originally filed but not timely filed return, then technically, most likely, you would have to submit this additional information as well.
Now, how much more work does this mean for, so we obviously, McGuire Sponsel, we are an R&D tax credit firm is one of our things. Obviously, we do cost segregation and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're doing a retroactive R&D tax credit study, is this going to add a significant amount of work, or is the are these things that we were already doing anyways?
So for our studies, these were things that we were already doing anyways. So it's information that we always, you know, made sure that the client provided us the information so that we could have, you know, have this information in the result of an exam. So the only thing that's really changed is you know, speeding up the timeline to, you know, to be able to submit those submit that information along with the claim for refund as they're being amended.
Now, is that common, or are most firms giving that, or do we see that there's a variability in what people are getting when they're claiming an R&D tax credit?
It's certainly all over the board. You know, the good practitioners that we, the good studies that we come across do have that information already available, but there are certainly other studies that we've seen that are claims for refund for work that we've taken on, you know, going forward that didn't have that amount of detail, at least not present in the study from what we could see.
So I'm assuming for the CPA, though, who's not doing the R&D tax credit themselves, they're utilizing our work or someone else's work. Is the amount of effort to file an amended tax return, is that going to go up, or are they just going to simply have to attach some information that the R&D tax credit provider provides them?
So this will be something that the study will contain, but we'll have to make sure that we have it in a statement that the CPA can attach when they're submitting that claim for refund.
And then you also mentioned that we've got about a year where the IRS will come back and ask for the information. Am I getting that correct, or what's that first year where there's almost a grace period?
Yeah, so there is a grace period. So if the information is not present or it's not in great enough detail, the IRS will actually come back and say, hey, you know, we need this additional detail. You have 30 days to perfect your claim or else we're going to consider it invalid. So that will go from January 10th of 2022 to January 10th of 2023. Following that grace period, it's going to be just simply declared invalid. And so you will have to either resubmit it if you're up against a statute date and you get that it was denied, then you might be out of luck there.
Of course, 30 days seems like a lot at first, but if you have to basically support an entire R&D tax credit, that doesn't leave them that much time.
Correct. And one of the things that we are not 100% certain about that we're hoping to get in the forthcoming guidance is, does that 30 days start from when they issue the notice or when the taxpayer receives it? Very good chance it's based on when the IRS issues it. And, you know, depending on, you know, how long it takes for the notice to get to the taxpayer, you know, several days could have already elapsed.
So do you expect this to be hitting on all retroactive R&D claims or just the ones that get called up on and are reviewed with more scrutiny?
So the way we're interpreting it as of now is that every single claim for refund will be that specifically for the research credit will be that information will be looked at. And it's an important note that, you know, when you're filing amended returns, they're going to be mailed, so they're going to be looked at by a person, and so an IRS employee will likely be trained on what to look out for, which is also why we believe that claims filed on an originally timely filed return likely won't be subject to this, because very often those are going through electronic filing systems.
Now, where we've got the potential to start looking at more claims, we're going to see obviously amended returns, everything else as we go into 2021 tax planning season. Do you think this will take longer for some firms to complete R&D tax credit studies with this more information, or do you think this will be a standard cycles? So in other words, should taxpayers start considering R&D tax credit claims earlier this year, or does it not matter?
So if they are going to try to amend returns before that January 10th deadline, it probably would be a good idea to try to get that done before the 2020 calendar year is over. But going forward, I mean, it's going to be a part of what we do. I mean, it already is a part of what we do. It's just those times, you know, that timeline is going to be expedited a bit versus, you know, sometimes when we are able to get that information.
Now, as an aside, do you think this is a positive or a negative that the IRS is increasing some of this scrutiny on these claims moving forward?
So it's a positive for us just because I believe in the work that we do. Like I said, this is information that we have gathered anyway. So at least from my perspective, the clients that we're doing business with don't have anything to worry about. This new requirement shouldn't be viewed as restrictive or burdensome. But so it just provides more clarity on how to be able to seek refunds and help better legitimize research credit claims.
Well, David, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate your insight. It sounds like there's a lot to think about with this memo and just R&D tax credits moving forward. So we do truly appreciate your insight today.
Thanks for having me again, Dave.
We appreciate your continued trust in McGuire Sponsel as a technical resource for your firm. If you're interested in hearing more, contact David Seibel directly, or you can join our webinar on Thursday, December 16th, where we will provide additional analysis on this guidance.
This has been McGuire on the Wire. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and follow us on social @McGuireSponsel to get more industry news and firm updates.